David Daly, author of Rat Effed. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about why you're out here today.
This is perhaps the best example in the country of a cracked district. Politicians have two ways of gerrymandering. There's cracking and there's packing. So you can either try and cram as many of the other side's votes into as few districts as possible, or spread them out as thinly as you can and try and divide them across as many as possible. And what the Republicans did in Asheville by cracking the city in half has changed the entire country's politics. Mark Meadows is a very different kind of congressman than Heath Shuler was. And it simply changes the tone and tenor of our politics when we create districts that divide cities in half and take away the right of citizens to compete in truly meaningful elections.
Have you ever been to an event like this? Like, ever seen like a race along?
No, I think this is amazing. I mean, gerrymandering sometimes makes people's eyes glaze over. You know, it's that thing that puts you to sleep in eighth grade civics class. Except in reality, it's the building block of our democracy. I mean, these district lines are so important. And politicians get away with it because we think it's technical and tedious and about maps and math. Everything we can do to make it interesting and creative and fun and to really shine a light on how important these lines are is what's going to ultimately build the awareness that changes this. Our politics has gotten so broken and so dysfunctional and so polarized. A key reason is the way that we draw these districts and allow politicians to choose their own voters. If we want to connect the extreme policy outcomes we have in this country and to do something about that, we have to connect it to the structural problems and these warped district lines that have turned our democracy toxic.
And just real quick, tell me a little bit about your book. I mean, I've heard about it before.
Sure.
Yeah.
Gerrymandering has been around since 1788, except the gerrymandering that happened in 2010 and 2011 is gerrymandering on steroids. It's extreme partisan gerrymandering, and it's the a result of a specific strategy by the Republicans in 2010 called Red Map, which is short for the Redistricting Majority Project, in which Republicans quite consciously tried to take over state legislative chambers across the country, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, states that are competitive, that used to be swing states. And they took over the state legislatures because the state legislatures have the power to draw the congressional lines, and the technology gets so good that once you have that power to draw those lines, you can win elections for the next decade, even when you have fewer votes. And that's what's happened in state after state. It's what's happened in the U.S. Congress. Democrats get 1.4 million more votes nationally in 2012, the first election run on these maps. Republicans hold the chamber 234-201. We've lost swing districts, we've lost competitive states, and we're on the verge of one-party minority rule with the White House, the Senate, and conceivably in 2018, the U.S. House. And unless we understand how this happened, and that's the story of this book, we're not going to be able to fix it.